Hey friends, welcome back to the Creative Shop Talk podcast. This is episode 203. Can't believe it's 203. So hey there, hope you're having a fabulous day. Thanks for listening. Thanks for putting me in your earbuds or however you're listening to me, whatever you're doing, which I always am fascinated, by the way, if we ever have a conversation, tell me what you do when you listen to the podcast. I'm always interested to know. I don't know why. I just want to know. Super nosy Wendy. Anyhow, today we're going to talk about a little bit of a mystery. That's kind of a sad segue to the fact that I wanted to talk about mystery bags and mystery events, I guess, that we can run in our shop. So we've been talking a lot in my inner circle and in my mastermind group and with my private clients. I've been talking a lot about repeatable, easy events or promotions that we can run in our retail shop. And one of the sort of simplest ones, and one that a lot of retailers are having really great success with, is our mystery bags and different types and different ways that we can do that and how that could work and what that could look like for your shop. So stay tuned. We're going to jump into that right now. Running a retail business doesn't have to be so hard. Welcome to the Creative Shop Talk podcast, the go-to podcast for creative shop owners, studio owners, and independent retailers. I'm your host, Wendy Batten, retail business coach and mentor. Each week, I'll share simple, proven business strategies, inspiring stories from fellow retailers, and advice from industry experts. Together, we're going to work to find the success you want from your retail business with more profits in your till and a little more joy in your life. Okay, when we're filling out our promotional calendar for the month, for the quarter, we want to keep peppering in different things that are exciting for our clients and a lot of recurring events and promotions that, you know, that are easy for us, right? Because we just don't have a lot of time. So we kind of joke about the criteria being make it easy, make it, you know, repeatable, make it something our customers love because, you know, it's about them. It's all about our customers and something that they will buy and, you know, hopefully makes us some money. And one of the things that a lot of my clients do and a lot of us have great success with are our mystery bags. So if you've tried them in the past and it didn't work, I want you to still be open to thinking about it. If you've never done one before, listen in and I'll share a little bit about my thoughts on mystery bags and what I'm seeing as successful. And what do I mean by that? What is a mystery bag or, you know, grab bag? Some people call them surprise bags, you know, those different types of things. And really it is a gathering of products that we feature and that we keep hidden, you know, for our clients. And they buy the mystery bag, just like when we were kids and we used to buy the little surprise bags, right? The little ones, I can still picture them. They have little red and white bags and the little surprise bags, which some clients still use. But the purpose of, from our point of view, or the reason that we might want to run a mystery bag promotion, that's a lot of words, is basically to move different types of products. So maybe you have some, we want to liquidate merchandise. So we want to get rid of one-offs or maybe broken bundles, like things that have been split up, or seasonal merch, or, you know, clothing or end of the line or one-offs. You know what I'm talking about. All that stuff that, you know, we could put in a clearance sale, we could mark down. This is just another way of doing our markdowns. And it's kind of a fun way. Like some customers have great fun with this. There's also, you know, different ways of doing it. We can bundle and what can we bundle? So you can bundle simple things together, like-minded things. So if you're, you know, maybe doing cards or books or jewelry, jewelry is really popular for bundling, by the way, or for mystery bags. I've seen clients do candles, you know, bundles of, you know, if they sell candles or make candles. We've seen creative customers. Oh my goodness, you guys out there that are in the creative world, I mean, crafters, creatives, DIYers love mystery bags. I mean, they love all the stuff, right? So they want to fill their closet, which we love, their hobby closet up with things. So they love them. It's been very popular with a lot of my clients that are in the creative world. And, you know, we just want to set them up. We want to price them. Let's talk about price. So we want to, or best practices, I guess, we want to put things together and kind of keep it in a price range that makes sense for our clients. It's hard for me to say to you, price everything at $10, $10 ones sell great, or $20 ones, if your shop is not, you know, if that doesn't make sense for your clientele. So thinking about your clients, and again, I have one client who bundles clothing and she kind of themes it. She'll say t-shirts, spring, you know, and she puts the size on it, size medium, size large, size 12, whatever. And her customers gobble them up, but hers are like $50. So, which seems like a lot for some other clients who have $10 mystery bags, but hers are $50, but they're valued at $100. So it's $100 worth of clothing. She's got a, you know, a nice boutique, and it's $50. It's a, I know, wait, $40 bundle is what she calls it. So she makes money still on this product or on these products, but she knows her clients. And so she bundles, like she's really good at theming them. Hers also incidentally sell out every time because her clients are know that she doesn't do it very often. She's really good at promoting them. And when she does them, she does, we have 10 mystery bags, come and get them. And they do, they just come and they get them. So it's easy for her to move them out. So you can bundle and price thinking about your client and what they love, thinking about adding something that makes them feel good. This is one of my favorite tips, is asking, you know, making sure that something's going to make them smile or go eek, like a surprise, like maybe one of your not, and I don't want to say all dog products or dead products, if you know what I mean, like not like just duds. Sometimes you can sprinkle in a top seller. You put something really exciting in there and it just kind of builds the momentum up and gets them excited. Again, as long as you're pricing it properly. So keep your brand in mind when you're putting them together. Keep your customer in mind for your pricing, but make sure you're making them feel something when they open it. So it's an exciting thing for them. That can just be a sticker that's funny or a card that's corny or something. I've also seen, I've lost my train of thought as I'm doing my podcast. Isn't that great? When I start ad-libbing off my notes, I lose my train of thought, which is kind of funny. But yeah, seasonal merch is what I wanted to mention. And I was going to say something. This is so funny. I don't usually lose my train of thought. But yes, keeping your brand in mind. That's where I was going with this. I want to remind you that not all mystery bag buyers are discount shoppers. They're actually usually really loyal customers. So usually they're your best customers who are excited about your products. So with that in mind, sometimes it's easier to put these bundles together, or these mystery bags together, thinking about like your favorite clients and like what's going to make them smile or be happy or excited or, you know, feel really great. Everybody loves a present. You love a present. I don't care what you say. Everybody loves a present. So if you can position your mystery bags as an exciting gift to yourself, or you can position your mystery bag in a way that it's like, I can't believe we're doing this, but these are, you know, $50 value and we're selling them for $22 or $20 or whatever. We do want you to make a little bit of profit, but some people will just blow them out to get their product off the shelf, right? So if you were going to clearance it down, again, you have to think about the purpose of what you're doing, why you're doing it. But if you were going to clearance it down anyways, down to cost, do the same thing with your bag. Just, you know, we don't want you to lose money, but also what is in it for your customer and will that keep them loyal and all of those things. So just a little bit of a fun note on mystery bags. And remember that they're not usually just discount buyers. They're usually loyal customers, which I find interesting, but it makes sense, right? When you think about it. So be excited for them when they're opening it up as well too. A few marketing tips around that, around mystery bags. So lead up, if you can make it like my client who has the clothing, she like leads up, seeds up, we're setting the bags. Oh, we're doing it again. I can't believe we're doing it again. And here's what we're doing and all of that stuff, right? So she's seeding them up. When there's some available, they're sold. Like there's like people there that morning to get them. So marketing leading up to it, marketing in the bag. So something that you could do in the bag is put a bag stuffer in there and say, you know, do an unboxing or an opening and share your loot with us, you know, tag us on Instagram, whatever it is that you're getting promotions from clients or getting, you know, shout outs to from your clients. And maybe once a month you have a draw from everybody that tags us on Instagram. We're going to give a $25 gift certificate or whatever makes sense for your brand. That's exciting because that builds sort of FOMO for the next one. Or you can still say, oh, we still have some here in the shop, or we still have some, you know, some available or whatever, and you can share that on your social media. So that's kind of fun. And again, remember, people call them different things. You can call them surprise bags, grab bags, mystery bags. I don't know, just a fun promotion, good way to move out dead product. Mystery books, by the way, I just want to mention one of the very popular, and I'm sure you've all seen this, is the blind date with a book. Losing my words again. Blind date with a book. I know one of my clients, Emily, has great luck with the blind date with a book. She's just moving books like crazy. So when she packages them, and you can do this with yours as well, you theme them out. Like you can put on, you know, a mystery book, and you can put a few notes on the type of book, but the same thing with your clothing, or the same thing with, you know, this jewelry package is for, or this jewelry surprise is for, you know, the bold and bossy type, or the dainty and sweet, you know, whatever. When you're putting your themes together, when you're putting your bags together, make sure you kind of have an indication on the outside, and you can have fun with that. You know, have fun with that. Stay on brand. Don't just put, you know, mystery book, whatever. You know, have some fun. Say, this one's a bit spicy and whatever. Remember, your customers just want to have an experience as well too. So let's make our mystery bags a bit of an experience and a bit fun. So I hope that's been helpful. Mystery bags for the win. They can work really well. If you've tried them in the past, try it again with a little more zhuzhing up, you know, maybe a little more marketing around it. Maybe have some more fun yourself around it for your clients, coming from your client's point of view, instead of saying, nope, that just didn't work. And if you've never done it, try it. Let me know how you make out. I'd love to know if you have experience doing mystery bags and boxes, and, you know, what kind of fun you're having around that and success you are moving out your products. I'd love to know. Let's continue the conversation. If you're an Inner Circle member, you know where to find me inside our Inner Circle. We have had lots of conversations around mystery bags. It's a part of our package that we share with of regular promotions to do. And if not, well, first of all, if not, why are you not a member of the Inner Circle? Join us. We do have the doors open for the Inner Circle right now. You can find that, of course, at wendybatten.com. Don't forget to leave a review if you enjoyed this podcast today. I know I'm supposed to say this every time. I always forget, but that's how we roll. And anyway, I appreciate you listening to us. I appreciate you coming here every week and listening to the Creative Shop Talk podcast. It's quite an honor that you have us in your ears. You have me in your ears. And I don't take that lightly. So thank you. And if you need any support, you know where to find me, wendybatten.com. It would be my absolute pleasure to help you with your retail business. And hope you'll come back and listen to us again next week. Hope to hear from you soon. Bye. Well, that's it for this week's episode of the Creative Shop Talk podcast. I'm so glad that you're here to join us this week, and I hope you found value in what we're sharing here. I want to remind you that our website has all of the show notes. You can find it at wendybatten.com/podcast. Everything that you need to hear about today's podcast is there. Also an opportunity if you need to reach out to me. If I can support you in any way whatsoever, please feel free to reach out. So thanks for joining us. Please leave a review, subscribe if you can, and never miss an episode. We hope to see you back here again next week. Thanks, my friend. Have a great week.